Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M. So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello, Sydney. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello, MG. Hello, Kat. Hello, Tash. Here we go.
Good morning.
Hello, beautiful people.
Our special guest on the program today, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
One of our favourites. Of course, also famous for her very close friend, Effie. I can't believe no one's coming as Effie to our Mad Monday.
I didn't even think of one.
What a great, you'd be an absolute hit if you came as Effie. And boy, in character, you'd be chewing gum, you'd have a big hair.
Oh, yeah.
That could be you, Tash.
But she's so good, Effie. You can't even begin to compare yourself to her. I couldn't imitate her.
Right, but you can compare yourself to Tina Turner. Yeah. We're happy to have a go at Tina Turner, but...
You're coming as Matt Preston.
That's right. And I'm cooking.
Bring his own Breville.
All right. As I said, Mad Monday, not far away. I'm so looking forward to it.
Oh.
Someone should come as Prince Charles, as King Charles.
Someone should.
And just with five sausages on each hand.
That's a good idea, actually.
And a prostate the size of a football.
And big ears.
Pig ears and sausages for fingers, and you could take the chockies. Yeah. All right, before we get there, though, time for a bit of this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
You got that right. It's humming. It's a dinger. We're good to go. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's very early in the morning.
It is very early.
But it's a 6 o'clock staple here in a beautiful Sydney town as we fire up for another humdinger. Simon's on the line. How are you, Simon?
Good, thanks. How are you, Mick?
Where are you calling from?
North Parramatta.
Oh, you know you're getting a new fake beach.
New beach.
To go with the lake, I guess.
Are you excited about the beach?
Oh, I haven't heard
Okay, I'll take
before,
that as a no. Simon, you idiot. It's all over the news. Parramatta's getting a beach.
Yeah, 50 mil. A 50 bill.
I can't wait.
Oh, jeez. You're not selling it, Simon. You're really not. You can get down there, play some totem tennis.
Yeah.
Walk on the beach hot cricket. Sand. The beach cricket. Well done. Yeah. That'd be beach cricket at Parramatta. That'd be fiercely contested. Mm. All right. Well, no one's really getting a vibe for this. I seem to be the only one excited about a beach in Parramatta. Simon, you know how the game's played?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Humdinger. What was it again? There we go.
Nice.
Ho-ho-ho. That could be in a madrigal choir. A madrigal humming choir. That was so good. Simon, any thoughts?
I'm going to have to say it's probably a choir I've never heard. I'm not too sure.
Come on, mate. Well, you're going to have a guess. Just name a song.
I know it's going to Simply the Best, but Tina Turner, I don't know nothing.
Tina Turner, Simply the Best. Well, I tell you what.
Oh, wow. What a guess.
It's not Tina Turner. May have been played at a sporting event. I don't know. But not Tina Turner, Mick and MG, a bum bag for you, and you can wear that down to Parramatta Beach.
Yep.
And maybe nothing else if it's a nude beach. Just the bum bag.
Give out some chapsticks.
Jeez. Crikey.
And his bum bag, he's carrying bum bag chapsticks.
But now he's nude and he's got a chapstick. What's he doing with the chapstick? If he's on a nude beach and he's only wearing a bum bag, he pulls out the chapstick, that's going to clear the decks. People are going to run a mile.
Yep.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, I do something similar, but it's on my OnlyFans page. thanks for playing,
Thank
Simon.
Thank
you, Simon. Enjoy the beach.
Thank you, Makita.
Oh, amazing.
Makita.
Jackpots to $600. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M. Tick tock,
tick tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
You know, we've scoured all the platforms, blah, blah. I was never a fan of the pandemic.
No.
You know, I had my issues with COVID, but now new study says that if you feel like you're hungover, you might just have COVID.
Oh, what?
Huh? Have I got that right?
Well, that's part of it, but they're saying that if you've had COVID, that therefore you may be, after recovering from it, more sensitive to alcohol and your hangovers are worse after having COVID.
I agree with that.
Thanks a lot, you stupid bug.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I agree. No, I agree with that. I had an absolute shock. I had a big session on New Year's Eve and I woke up never feeling more unwell than I
can. What's that got to do with COVID?
Well, because I had COVID, you know, like a year or so ago.
Oh, right. So it wasn't the 72.
It wasn't the cocktails spritzers. Followed by the red wine, followed by the white wine, followed by the champagne. They've been worse since COVID, I swear.
Well, that's right. Blame it on the bat soup. That's the way to do it.
Yes.
What about you guys? Have you found you're more sensitive to hangovers?
I never get hangovers.
Don't you? What do you mean? What?
Never get them. Since I've been about 35, I've never gotten one.
Are you? Well, why 35?
I don't know. We have to leave your brain, please.
For science.
Please leave your brain to science because this needs to be unpacked in some way. So how do you feel after a big night?
Well, I get up and usually train straight away and sweat. As soon as I sweat, if I sit around the house and lament, I get a little bit of a headache, but I don't let that happen. I get up and walk the dogs or have a shower or jump in the pool. So it's just what you do after you drink that makes it the hangover go away, I reckon.
Pretty sure you told us earlier in the week you were hungover.
Yeah.
I said I was dusty.
Monday.
Dusty, but not hungover.
No, I said I was dusty. You know when you get that your mouth feels like the birdcage? It's kind of like that after you've had a few drinks.
Well, you know what I'm going to do now every time I'm hungover?
Hangover's bigger. What?
I'm going to take 5 days off.
because of COVID.
No, it's COVID related. So I'm going to go, hi guys, I'm not coming into work this week. Why? I'm hungover. Yes. How good would that be?
It'd be a fair bit of time.
Yeah.
I'll never work again. Where's Mick? He's on extended long service leave. Why? He's had a cracking hangover again. You know what? It's one of those tests, you know how you have to test for COVID? You go, I'm waiting for the second line. You don't have to test for a hangover.
No, you don't.
You kind of know. Yeah, I'm just going to wait 20 seconds. You know what the test for a hangover is? If you can hang in there while your Barocca dissolves.
Yes.
You're not waiting for a second line. You're waiting for that. Come on, dissolve!
Just check out the yellow bin the next day.
Now! Hurry up!
Longest 30 seconds of your life.
You can't get back. Once again, I reckon, this smacks of a scientist or researcher who's had a big night going, I think it's a COVID
related.
I'll just conduct some tests. All right. Once again, we learn more about MG than we need to know. Doesn't get hangovers.